Hi, my name is Aaron Linsdow. I'm a polar explorer and professional traveler. Today I'm reviewing the Coleman Sun Dome. Is this possibly the best inexpensive car camping tent out there? Let's find out. The Coleman Sun Dome, potentially the best outdoor car camping type tent on the market. Well, I'm going to show you what I've used and how I've enjoyed it, and we'll explore that together. But before I do that, if you wouldn't mind just hitting the subscribe button, that helps me bring videos to you and provide you this information. Just click that little subscribe button. You don't get spam with emails, but it keeps you updated on my reviews, products, travels, and motivation material. So today I'm going to show you what the Coleman Sun Dome is like and why you might consider it as your first car camping tent. So I'm going to weigh this thing and show you just what it's like. So I'm going to put the scale down here and we're going to get this out here and I'm going to weigh it. All right, wait for the scale to zero. All right. Okay, there we go. So the Coleman Sun Dome weighs 8 pounds, 4 ounces. This is definitely not a lightweight tent. But that's not the objective of this tent. This tent is a car camping tent. You wouldn't backpack with this tent simply because it's too heavy, unless you like carrying 8-pound tents. And the length of the bag in the tent, it's about 27 inches, give or take. And the diameter here, just for some tech specs, just to show you, is it's about 8 inches in diameter. So not too bad. It's definitely super heavy, but the whole point of this is really car camping. When I went traveling, I do a lot of traveling and outdoor shows like my World Beyond show, and I use this tent quite a bit because it's inexpensive, and if it gets wrecked, it's irritating, but it doesn't ruin my $1,000 expedition tent or my micro light $500 expedition tent. These are really inexpensive. Check out the link below on Amazon. Just click that guy and you can go to Amazon and check it out for yourself. It's really pretty sweet tent. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you how to set up the tent, what it's like inside, how well it fits my gear and my equipment, and also I'll put links below to the sleeping bag, my stuff sack, and the Therm-a-Rest that I'm going to use. So I'm just going to roll this out here and pull it out and I'll show you. Let me tilt the camera down just a touch. Hopefully it won't cut off my head too badly. There we go. So you can see that you pull this out and you undraw the lock all the way, and it's a little snug, but it's not too bad. There we go. Now the tent also comes with stakes. I'm not going to use the stakes today because there's no need to, but it comes with some variation of these stakes here. Nothing special. There you go. And it's got the usual bag there. But one of the tricks as I'm setting my tent is I don't just throw everything everywhere. Instead, what I do is I put each one of the unused things back in the tent bag, and that way I don't lose things and I'm wandering around. Now you'll notice as I roll this tent out here, roll it out, that I've got the fly in here as well as the tent poles. So you can actually roll everything in right inside there, the fly and the tent poles, and we'll put that to the side for the moment. The tent pole bag, this tent is only a two-pole tent, so it is not a four-season tent, although I'm sure you could use it in winter. But if you're in serious weather, I wouldn't recommend that. So this just comes with standard fiberglass poles, nothing too special or crazy. And it does the whole style with a pin, and I'll show you that here. I'll open the tent up. Fold it out. And so what happens with these poles is this pin right here simply goes into the pole there. And that's very nice. It is easy to do. It's way superior to the pocket design. Makes setting up this tent a breeze. So I'm gonna bring this back around, and granted, so it's breezy right now. We'll see how easy this is to set up. Let me get the front of the tent facing you. There we go. All right. Okay, so got this out here. Okay, so we're going to set up this tent in a breeze. That's no big deal. So all I do is straighten out the poles. Very standard thing. And that's the thing about this tent, is it's very inexpensive. Coleman is actually a good brand. They come in different colors. I noticed on Amazon they have all sorts of different colors now, but what you do is this just has a standard tent sleeve. So if you've never used these before, it's not that big a deal. I would say you can even explore doing the man thing and not read the directions at all, which is kind of entertaining because it's always fun to figure out. And I stick the first pole through there. But what I do is I always put both poles in. So when I put the tent up, it's much easier to deal with the poles. Now you have to be careful because fiberglass poles can crack or shatter. I've done that. So you don't want to be hitting these things on concrete or rocks because they do crack. And if they crack, your tent isn't ruined, but now you have to come up with a new pole. And that's a little bit irritating, but my setup technique and trick, I've done this for many years, probably 30 plus years in Boy Scouts and everything. And so I always put all the poles in here first, and that makes it much easier to raise the tent. And then I just put this in the pin here. And what I'm gonna do is just push these poles through, but I'm not going to try and raise the tent because it doesn't quite work that way. Oops, did the wrong one. Should have done the top one, my mistake. It's okay, it's easy to do. So one of the tricks is if you raise the top pole first, it'll bring the lower pole up. So one of the things, and I'll just actually push it to the side and I'll get this hooked in here. There we go, pole number one. Pole number two is already set. So we'll just lift this up, start running that through, and there we go. Voila, tent, just like that. So extremely easy to set up. So three pole tents are more stable. They can handle a bit more weather, but this one comes up so easily. This also has little clips on it. You just clip those onto the poles there. And here. This is definitely one of the easiest tents ever to set up. Now hopefully the wind doesn't catch it and blow it away and smash my camera or something entertaining. Hopefully not. And you literally have your tent, but we're gonna finish this off by putting the fly on. Now this actually has a fly pole, which is pretty interesting. And so these little pockets here, this pole goes on there. And you just fix that up, come around, it ends up being a flag, blows around. Minor annoyance, but that's just the way it works when you're camping. You gotta know that you're gonna have some minor annoyances camping, because if you wanted to be comfortable, you would have stayed at home. All right. There you go. So it flexes in, tarp sets up, and you're ready to rock. Now, two, do note that on top of the tent, there is a little string or two nylon lines. So if you need to tie up the top of the poles to the tent and get a little more secure, you can. So you do have that option. And I'm showing you what it's like as a single person to set this up. And also, oh, I failed to mention that, there are a couple of nylon lines here to tie the fly to the pole. So if it's a little bit breezy, you can actually deal with it I'm not going to do that just for simplicity's sake, but we'll see if I can get this on here by myself. It's not too terribly tough. All right, and see, you just have these little loopy deals, and they just hook on the ring on the bottom of the pole holder. And as a single tent setup, I always do diagonals, and generally, that makes everything work pretty well. Not too bad there. Not too bad there. Okay, and there we go. And the fourth corner, pretty easy. Boom. Now, two, the sides of the tent do have little rings, so the tent does come with some extra lines. So if you want to pull the tarp or the fly away from the tent, if it's potentially raining, put the line on there, bring it out with a stake, and that prevents the rain from contacting the tent and actually does really well. I don't ever use this. If I know I'm gonna be in bad weather, like really bad weather, I wouldn't probably use this tent, but I'm in an expedition. But if I needed to line this out, I'd just use a little line and pull it out. So that is definitely a nice feature. And there you go. So I'm going to switch around my cameras and show you how this all works. And you can see here that this tent has a little bit of an extra overflap. The tent has a little bit of an overflap on the main door, which is very nice. And you unzip this, and it only has overflap on the bottom and to around the edge. And you can unzip this here, and it has these toggles which allow you, let me get down there, to roll up the door, and you can completely toggle the door open, which is great. And then it has a traditional fly inside, keeps the insects out. And there you go. So not too shabby. Just to give you an idea what it's like, the door entryway, it's about 36 wide and just about 36 tall. So it's actually quite spacious in there. The bottom to the top of the tent is just over four and a half feet. So actually has quite a bit of space in there, which is really, really nice. Now you'll notice inside the tent, and I'll toggle the doors open here. That way I don't have that constantly flapping in my face. Those toggles are super nice. They work very well. And I always keep my tent bag, and there's a little pouch right here that I keep everything in. There are pouches on both sides. And you can see that there is plenty of space here. I'm going to open the tent. I've got my Therm-a-Rest Z-Rest in here and my Sea to Summit silicone nylon bag and my Western Mountaineering Megalite bag. And one of the tricks to not losing this bag, sleeping bag, is I always put it straight away in the sleeping bag and I never lose it. So as you can see in here, there is plenty of room for both two people plus backpack, gear, stove, maybe your dog, maybe two dogs, I don't know. But as you can see in here, it's actually very livable. Let me flip the camera around. There you go. Now I'm 6 feet tall, and so just lying in here, I don't have to sleep diagonally. It works very, very well. So that's pretty sweet. So even 6 foot tall, my sleeping bag is 6 foot six. It just barely touches the ends of the tent, so completely livable there. Let me show you the back window. All right. And the back window, as you can see there, it's very sizable. And standard zippers here. And you'll notice I have this open. I always leave the window open at night. I know it seems crazy, but the humidity buildup, because it's a pretty waterproof tent, is pretty intense. So I leave this open, and then when I close the door, let me do that for you too, just to show you what it's like. These toggles are very handy again. I will always zip up the fly, and I tend to keep the zippers down here lower, so it's much easier to do. And you'll see that door open, but what I do for the door is I'll zip the bottom of the door up, and you can pull it from the outside, it's no big deal, but that's as far as I will zip the door up, maybe even a little bit less. A lot of times, no matter where you are, it just gets wet. So I'll zip the door up, and then I'll zip the fly here. That's where I keep the zipper for easy access, and that's where I leave the door. That way it doesn't get humid in the tent at all. One thing I did do wish is they had something here to hang a flashlight, but that's the way it is. So you have a pocket here, and then another side pocket there. So not too shabby. All right, so I'm gonna unzip this. We're gonna get out. So it's a very reasonable tent and the price is incredible for what you get. And I've had this tent for a long time and I wouldn't say it looks brand new, but darn close. I mean, surprisingly so. So I'm going to break the tent down and show you the process of how I fold it up and make it look good and make it easier for me when I unroll the tent and everything so I'm ready to rock. So let me get the cameras out and I'll show you how I do that. Okay, I'll get my sleeping bag out, get my Z-Rest out. Normally I would never be in the tent in shoes, but it's completely dry out here. I'll just get my sleeping bag out and get things away real quick. All right, so the one of the keys about this tent is I do leave the back window open so the air doesn't get all poofed up. I zip up the fly, the screen all the way so it doesn't get damaged. And I'll zip most of the door up, but I will leave it open somewhat simply because it's pretty waterproof, and as a consequence, it always seems to fill up with air, which that's an annoyance, but then that's waterproof. And you'll notice I was able to reach in, grab the tent bag, no problem, because I always put it in the same place. So taking these guys down, let me show you here, these little clip deals, very easy to do. And for taking things down, I could care less if it falls off. All right. And there you go. And the fly is off. And what I'll do is I get the pole out, pull the pole, be very careful. Don't just throw these things on the rocks. And immediately, you get the pole back in, just like this. All right. Once I have the fly off and the pole in, I do actually just bother to roll this up and get it all set immediately. That way it's all ready to rock. So especially if a little bit of weather's coming in or something, no any problems. There we go. Maybe. This is the hard part that's tough to do by yourself. But it doesn't take much of a little breeze to make camping incredibly irritating. And believe me, after being in both the Arctic and the Antarctic, the things blowing around, just like that, it can be incredibly frustrating, so you just have to know that you have plenty of patience and that you'll be able to deal with it. There we go there. Okay. And then I just make sure to take these clips off before I release the tent. They usually will pop off when I drop the tent down, but I'm gonna do it properly. And then I will simply pull those out, and it's insanely easy compared to other tents I've had. This clip system is one of the best. Now the key is to push the poles through rather than pulling, because when you pull them, they come apart. It was very annoying. All right, so I will push the poles through. And now, just like that, and begin folding them up. Just treat them real gentle. Go easy on your gear and it'll last you a long time. If you smash things up or push things too hard, things won't last. So even though I didn't spend more than $100 on this tent, oh, yep, sure enough, wind's blowing stuff around. Even though I didn't spend more than $100 on the tent, it's lasted me a long time. So that is a testament of this Coleman Sun Dome, is it's surprisingly resilient for the price you pay. So I couldn't use this on an expedition just because it's not tough enough. But for what I've got going, for the price and everything, I can't believe how long it's honestly lasted. Okay. I'll get the poles back in the bag. Okay, ready to rock. Now here's the annoying magic trick of the tent, is I will fold it like this, and then this is the hard part, being by yourself. With the second person, this is silly easy, but this folding trick allows you to open the tent without any problems the next time you get it out and you're ready to camp. I always double check my equipment, simply because I don't want to have a surprise 1,000 miles from home. But I grab this here, and the breeze makes it a little bit tough, but if I do this right, Try it again. Fold it there, fold it there. Okay, I'm going to fold it this way. And I know this looks annoying, but believe me, when you open the tent next time and you fold it out, all of a sudden you're gonna say, man, I'm so glad I used this annoying fold technique to roll up the tent, because it also keeps it out of the mud and the rain. All right, so pretty easy so far, yeah? There you go, put the fly in, and we will roll the tent up as tight as we can. Pretty easy, no problem. A little bit of grass never hurt. That bottom's incredibly tough. Here we go, and it gets a little bit of air, but not too bad. And that'll go out in just a minute. Cool. Finish rolling it up here. Okay, cool. Now, should be pretty easy. Put the tent back in the bag. You don't have to roll it absurdly tight. Doesn't need to be snug. You can't be super sloppy with this bag. But it's completely livable. I've had tents where you had to have a freaking hydraulic press to put the tent back in the bag. It's frustrating beyond belief. So Coleman and the Sun Dome did a very good job of sizing the bag where it's not so absurd that it's floppy, but it's not irritating. Boom. Just like that. And there we go. Easy. So there you go, the Coleman Sun Dome tent, about 8 pounds 4 ounces. It's definitely not light, but it's super easy to put up. Completely friendly for the kids, the family, for car camping. It's not so expensive where you cry if something absolutely happened to it, but surprisingly, I mean, a lot of years on this, it's worked very well. Do note that the colors have changed, so when you click the link on Amazon to check it out, they might have different color variations. I chose this olive sort of dark green simply because it blends in the surroundings better. And that's just my style. So hope you've enjoyed my review of the Coleman Sun Dome tent. Click the links below, check it out. I'll also have links to my Western Mountaineering Megalite, the Z-Rest, the Stuff Sack, and the tent for you to check out at your leisure. My name is Aaron Linsdow. I'm a polar explorer and professional traveler. Thank you very much for watching. Please support me on Venmo, PayPal, and Patreon. And please like and comment, and also again, subscribe to the channel. That helps me bring videos to you so you can enjoy your next outing. Thank you very much for watching.